The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
He's back. Not one show, but two shows, because one's just not enough. Mission Minded, which airs right before Bite by Bite. He's Michael Coleman, CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. You can find this show wherever you get your favorite podcast. So make sure you please do that and listen to all the shows we have on Tony Curry Radio. Strategic planning, which is something that I need to do every single day, because we do have 20 shows. And I know you have to do a lot of planning at the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. What exactly do you mean, and how do you make it better, my man?
Yeah, so one of the things that it's been in the nonprofit world, and you still see it. When you're an incoming CEO, lots of times the board will tell you, you know, you need a strategic plan, or we have a strategic plan. We're in year two of our strategic plan. And I was talking with a company recently, and they're hiring somebody, and they said, yeah, we're in year two of our strategic plan, but we want the CEO to come in and really transform the organization. And I said, well, it's very likely that the strategic plan you have is not built in with transformation. Mm-hmm. And if it's not, if it's kind of a status quo of what you did, because you put it together 2 years ago, if it was status quo and you expect them to come in and follow the strategic plan, how does all that marry up? And so I'm kind of an oddball when it comes to strategic plan. I very much believe in strategic thinking. And strategic thinking to me means from the very beginning, everything you're doing with a long-term view of knowing where you want to go. And so you're controlling actions, you're controlling initiatives, all of that, or processes, changing processes. All of that is moving towards whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, usually more efficiency, more funding, more effectiveness, on and on and on. And, you know, it just used to be, I've seen people do 5-year strategic plans. Well, me, when I come into an organization and I assess that organization, right away, I see things that are not necessarily dramatic, but you start to see some short-term wins. Hey, we can do some little things here and really take advantage. I mean, just what we call low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't, not much effort, and you're going to get some wins. That's always good to kind of get some momentum going in the right direction. And then you're going to encounter things as you're beginning to establish processes or change processes. Then you're going to encounter things that's going to cause you to have to, okay, it's like moving chess pieces. Okay, I move this chess piece. Now it's a knight, so I have to move one up and two over, and just on and on and on. And sometimes strategic plans are written and it's very confining, constraining, and it limits your ability to think outside the box. So it's like, yeah, you can only see the problem through this lens. Now, the advantage to that, if you're a board, is, you know, You're keeping, in essence, your CEO on a leash. You're making sure there's no big movements. Like, you're trying to get the squirrel to come over. You don't want to jerk or wave your hands or anything. You're trying to feed the squirrel. And people, there's a comfort level to that. But if you truly want to be strategic, of course you need to plan. But the way I think is most effective, And what we do. So this year with my board, when I submitted my budget and we were getting ready to start the fiscal year, I created a Heart of Alabama Food Bank priorities and created that list. And if I remember, it was, let's just say, 12 things. And it was sent to the board for approval. They reviewed it. They made a few tweaks. But basically, it was hitting on all the key things of what we want to accomplish the next year. And it was written, it kind of gave me the flexibility of how we're going to get there. Mm-hmm. So the board is saying, yes, these are our priorities. And so I'm like, okay, if this is the priority, then they're leaving it up to me to think, how am I going to strategically, how am I going to establish the goals and the milestones and the next steps to get there? And what that does, though, it allows me to be creative, to think out, to problem solve outside the box. I still have to accomplish this. So I can't just willy-nilly just do whatever I want to do. I have to I have to stay focused on that. And I have to blend in all these priorities to make sure that they're achieved effectively. But it's 1 year. If I were to lock myself into a five-year goal, do you know all the things that change? I mean, just in the past year with the election, there's funding changes, there's administrative changes. DI has been done away with, and DI was a huge focus feeding America for many years. So I think it's a mistake to go beyond a year, because everything from technology changes, systems change, on and on and on. If you're going to go beyond 1 year in a strategic plan, I would recommend that you keep it as absolutely as broad as possible to allow the organization to flex as they're trying to improve on these systems, or whatever your desire is, or whatever your goals are. Try to make it as broad as possible to accommodate for the fact that facts on the ground will always be changing. So I want to make sure I say this. I am very pro strategic thinking and 1 year strategic planning. I think it's absolutely essential to make sure you think through and align all your priorities and all your goals together. That's going to give you the best result. I've seen people pay $15,000 for somebody to come into the organization. Okay, here's your guidelines for the next 3 years. And at 6 months into it, that plan's on the shelf, never to be touched again until the end of the 3 years, where they're going to hire somebody else to come in for another $15,000 and create another 3 year plan that's going to do nothing but gather dust. I probably should have even added this, and I won't talk long, but It's all about, don't be afraid to break paradigms that are no longer working effectively. A lot of people, when I say that, they're like, you don't do a strategic plan? And I'm like, well, listen to the way I do it. And then, wrinkle up your face or whatever. Yeah. But it's not. But when people think that, they automatically hear, you don't do strategy. You don't think strategically, or you don't. And I'm like, no, you're looking at an old paradigm. One more example of that is people just still do annual reports. Nonprofits is a big thing. So they'll spend basically updating every event, everything. I've seen people publish 12, 15, 20 page annual reports. They send them to the printer. They get them in glossy color. They spend tens of thousands of dollars. They make sure they print one out for every possible donor. And I've walked into offices and seen boxes and boxes and boxes. So when years ago, I said, you know what? I'm going to do a one page. Here's just a picture of what we did. Yeah. And I said, but I'm not going to send it out. I'm not going to tell people we're not going to do an annual report. I'm going to see how many. And I have never in the last 5 years had somebody call me and go, Michael, where's your annual report?
Where's your annual report? That's hilarious.
But it was tons of work, all for that ultimately didn't matter, because when it went away, people didn't miss it. So that was very telling to me that don't be scared to step out and do what you believe is effective. And if it's not effective for you, if it's not helping you win donors, if it's not helping communicate your message, if it's not doing all that, don't be afraid to just do away with it.
There you go. HAFB. Hashtag that bad boy. Heart of Alabama Food Bank, along with Feeding America's Bite by Bite. Thank you, sir. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Appreciate you.
You as well, my friend. Roll Tide.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.